Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are passing by Portmarnock at any time, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar below our studio is well worth a visit. At the weekend, they do carvery on Sunday, and during the week, they have an a la carte menu, and the food is absolutely fantastic, I have to say. Bar staff are brilliant. Great bar, actually. It's always got a great atmosphere. So do pop in to the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock and tell them Adrian and Jeremy from Opinions Matter asked you to pop in. Okay, will you do that for us? Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Can you talk about this on your show as I listen to your podcast every night? I'm 5 months pregnant on my first baby at the moment, and it's going great. But my partner won't come near me. We haven't had sex for months. He says it's too weird and a bit sick. It all stopped as soon as I started showing. The way he's behaving is making me feel worthless, that he doesn't fancy me anymore. We had a row about it again the other night when he refused to have sex with me and said it's perverted for me to want sex when I'm that pregnant. He says all men feel the same way. Any chance you can talk about this? And that is from a lady called Mel. And unfortunately, Mel isn't available to talk to us, but Jeremy, you did speak to her earlier on, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'm glad she's not available to hear this. She's actually at a hospital appointment in the Coombe. Maybe she is listening. No, she said she wasn't available to talk, but she's available to listen, so she's in the Coombe. So I wish her well with your checkup, Mel. However, I agree with your husband. I feel very strongly about this. This is something I've always felt. It gives me the ick. The idea of it gives me the ick. I just don't think it's right. You shouldn't be thinking of sex when you're that far gone, pregnant, when you're showing and stuff like that. It's just, I don't think it's...
You don't think it's what?
I can't understand why someone would want to have sex when you're heavily pregnant. You should be concentrating on the pregnancy and the baby. And I can understand why.
So what is it? Were you the same?
But I'm not going to talk about my own sex life.
But you obviously were. If you think it's a bit weird,
let's just say it caused some arguments for me as well. Because I think the majority of men, I think 99. What's the majority saying?
The majority
saying it's normal.
Yeah.
Any man that says they enjoy it or it's normal, you're lying to yourself because it's not.
What's not normal about it?
It's not a time when you should be doing it. I think especially, whatever for a woman, yeah, but for a man, I mean, if you're going to get down to the nitty gritty of it, you're putting your thing near where the baby is in the womb. Like it always gave me the ick.
Really?
Yeah, I have to say, I was never...
So do you reckon most men are like that? Do you reckon most men feel the same way?
I think 99% of men feel the same way, and the other 1% are lying because they don't want to upset their partners. But the fact is, ladies, if he's having sex with you while you're pregnant, he's only doing it because he doesn't want to row with you or he wants to keep you happy, because I don't think any man is comfortable with doing it during pregnancy. Genuinely don't think that.
Well, that's the question. That's the conversation we want to have with you.
What do you think?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Well, there is nothing wrong with it. There's doctors won't even tell you not to have sex while you're pregnant.
No, I'm not talking about medically and stuff like that. I'm not talking about medically. I'm just saying...
It's icky.
It's icky. And I have never been comfortable with it, and I wouldn't be comfortable with it. And I'm not comfortable hearing that other people would be happy with her and join it. Like, just give up sex for the... Fair enough at the start when, you know...
But this is exactly what Mel said. Yeah. As soon as she started showing, he hasn't gone near her since.
When the baby's the size of your fingernail, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not even a baby at that stage. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. But as soon as... Oh, yeah.
Oh, you really have the ick about this?
Well, yeah,
because I know.
In fact, I'm
about to play a message from a woman who, when she was pregnant, wanted it morning, noon, and night. So if you have a partner who's just not prepared to have sex with you because you're pregnant, that is a bit upsetting. You can see why she would get upset.
Well, I have to be blunt about it. Play with yourself. Women have the ability to do it. If you are horny, and I don't think it's right to expect a man to want to have sex with you while you're pregnant. I'm sorry, I don't.
Really?
Like, if the shoe was on the other foot and we were talking about a man forcing a woman to have sex, sure, you'd be all crying sexual assault, would we not? If a man doesn't feel comfortable doing it, you shouldn't be making him feel guilty about it.
Okay, that's the question we want to put to you.
No man wants to do it. No man.
Jeremy reckons no man wants to do it while his partner is pregnant.
Yeah.
Is that true or not? Send us a WhatsApp,
but
please.
But no, it is true.
It's not.
Well, it is true.
You can't say it's true.
No, it is. No, but I can say it's true. That's not a question. Don't even answer that because it's not a question. I'm right.
Okay.
I've never ever heard a man go, oh, she's pregnant. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait to do it. Oh, it's icky.
We'd like to hear from you.
And by the way, I'm not saying pregnant women are icky. There's nothing more beautiful than a pregnant woman. She's carrying your child inside her and stuff like that. But it's not, you can't relate sexy time to that. No.
Right, okay.
No. 085. I'm not being funny. Sorry, I'm not being funny. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm being deadly serious.
085-825-2626 is our number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Just before we started recording the podcast today, we got this message from Meg.
Hi guys, interesting topic. Would I be offended if my partner didn't want to sleep with me when I was pregnant? No, I've had two pregnancies, one girl and one boy. For the girl, I did not want sex at all. If my partner came near me, I was nearly like, you know, pretend, I was doing that thing where you pretend you're asleep and everything. And that kind of started from about 16 weeks onwards until after she was born. Then it was complete opposite. When I was pregnant with my son, I was a little horn dog. He couldn't keep up with me. So yeah, I just feel like it's a bit give and take, you know. If you're wanting it but he's not wanting it, like, there's things there you can do for yourself, you know. I wouldn't take personal. So much change is happening mentally, physically and emotionally. Like, just go off and have a good time yourself.
And that's exactly what Jeremy suggested. Jesus, a couple of minutes ago.
Look at this message that just came in. Keep me anonymous. Don't read out his name now.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Keep me anonymous. I've been wanting to text in about this for a while, and this is as good a time as ever. Yeah, it is, actually. From M. I'm a guy, and I actually have a pregnancy fetish. I love the look of a pregnant woman and find it highly attractive. Now, that's I'm sorry to judge, Em. That's
sorry. There are lots of people with a similar fetish.
No,
there are.
That's fucked up.
How can you say that?
Because I can. That's...
If some people like feet, some people like bums, other people like pregnant women.
No. That's fucked up. I'm sorry to equate.
What, to fancy pregnant women?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't get my head around your attitude to this. The guy's been honest and admitting that he has a thing for pregnant women. Why would you diss that?
I'm not dissing. I'm saying I find that fucked up. How you can equate... A woman's carrying a baby.
Yeah.
No.
You get weirder by the day.
No. I'm the weird one.
Yeah.
I'm not the man who fancies pregnant women. I've never, ever looked at a pregnant woman and gone, oh my God, she's so fanciful.
Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Happy birthday, Adrian.
Oh, thanks very much, Francis. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
You get the bus pass now this week.
No. Not yet, no. Anyway, Francis, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I'm going back, you know, to the old days. You know, the things are not known today. That was, you know, we wouldn't have known them years ago. So when I became pregnant, I said to my husband, no sex. And he says, why? I said, I was afraid of his penis hitting the baby's head.
And was that the end of it then?
Yeah, there was no sex for the 9 months.
And was it because you just couldn't stomach the thought?
No, I thought his penis was going to hit the baby's head.
That's you're laughing at that, Adrian. A lot of men actually feel that way. They don't want...
Francis thought that.
Yeah, no, but let's be blunt.
I thought that, yeah.
No, you're right to think that. A lot of men do not feel... I can't believe I'm on my own here. But I, as a man, do not feel comfortable with my private parts being that near a baby. That's... And I'm the weird one. Yeah, I agree with you, Francis. Why am I the weird one for that?
And was it like that? How many pregnancies did you have, Francis?
Three, and it was like that on all of them. I just seemed to have that fear that if you went up too far, that the baby didn't, you know, the way you...
But if that was a realistic concern, doctors would advise you not to be having sex, and doctors don't. Ever.
I know that. I know that. Back then, they didn't know. We didn't. I don't even think the doctors knew, to be honest with you. My eldest and I was 50 next month. But, you know, I really didn't know. You know, and I just said to my husband, no. And he's, and I don't think he never pushed or anything because he was a bit worried too. We were young and naive, you know.
But, and no. do you find it perfectly normal for a man not to want to have sex while she's pregnant?
Yes, yes.
You think that's perfectly normal?
Yeah. He could have those feelings too. You don't know. You know, I mean, what's going through his head that, you know, he's having sexual intercourse and, you know, the baby is there. We know it's not down there. You know, we know that now, but that's probably what he's feeling. Like, you know, I could be touching the baby. I could be doing this. I could be doing anything. You know, and they say now sex is good for when you're pregnant and coming near the end.
That's what I was about to say. You know, if you're overdue, they tell you to go and have a shag and that'll bring on labour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. That's disgusting.
What's disgusting about it?
They do that, Jeremy.
They do say that.
Now.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, by the way, I haven't said for one second that it's not safe, Adrian. I just said you shouldn't be judging men who don't feel comfortable with it. I've never felt comfortable with that thing. I've never felt comfortable when a baby is literally an inch away from you. Having
well, let
sex.
Me read what the... Let me tell you what the experts say.
You can read everything. I'm going to read it anyway. I don't want
to
hear it.
It is perfectly safe to have sex during pregnancy unless your doctor or midwife has told you not to. Having sex will not hurt your baby. A penis or sex toy cannot penetrate beyond your vagina and the baby cannot tell what's going on.
I've never said it did.
I just thought it would tip the baby, you know, and something would happen. But I said, that's 50 years ago.
No, but you were right to feel that way. And the amount of people messaging in saying, "No, I'm the weirdo." No, I'm not the weirdo.
No,
I'm not the weirdo.
You're not.
It's a perfectly natural. It's a natural, and I'm the only man that will have the balls to say how every man feels. So I'm speaking for every single man today because I don't believe
there's other ways to do things rather than you know, go into the vagina where the baby comes out. I think.
Yeah, when you think about it, especially okay, whatever about in the early stages, but anything after 6-7 months. The baby could start moving into the canal at that stage.
Jesus, did you not listen to what I just said?
No, I'm...
That pregnancy during sex is not dangerous in any way.
I am not saying it's not, but imagine if you were in the middle of doing this. No, it's just...
Do you know how prudish you sound?
No, that's not prudish. It's
no,
not...
he doesn't, Adrian. He doesn't sound prudish.
It's not prudish.
I'd love to hear from you.
A lot of men.
Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. Are you, as a man, turned off having sex when your partner is pregnant? Or as a woman, are you turned off or was he turned off? 085-825-2626 is our number. Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Well, what's your thoughts on this?
Whoever let him near the microphone? Peace and quiet we had yesterday with you and your beautiful dog. Yes. Come here, Jeremy. I know you're using that as an excuse, bragging, you know. Oh, no, your penis ain't that big, mate.
No,
I didn't
mention my penis was that.
Yeah, come on. Well, yeah, listen, Jeremy, so you're trying to say your wife is in the most beautiful phase of her life being pregnant for you. She's feeling down because, no, I'm fat, I can't wear anything. And she wants you to make her feel good. You're going to go, ew, that's icky.
Well, you would not say that to her.
Jeremy, the most beautiful part of pregnancy is being with your partner and showing her that no matter how her body gets, you will always love her and always find her attractive.
Yeah, but I don't...
And the reason I loved having sex with my partner was we knew we couldn't get pregnant again and we could actually enjoy it.
Actually, I never even thought of it that way.
After 8, you think of a lot. When you've had 8, you think, trust me.
Okay, so that actually was made it much more relaxing that there's no risk of her getting pregnant.
Yeah, and more enjoyable. And the fact that she, her body is changing like that, girls are already nervous, and oh, he doesn't find me attractive. He's looking at every other girl. He's going to get it somewhere else. Best thing you can do for your partner is show how beautiful she is and how much you love her.
Oh, and look, look what she's doing for you.
She's destroying her body and her vagina for you.
But she doesn't know.
To keep your baby and bring your baby alive. And you won't come there because you think it's, ooh, it's icky.
It's not for
you. Did you win for the bets?
It's not for you. But it's a different topic. It's none of your business.
Did you win for the bets?
It's none of your business.
Did you go in for the bet?
What's the point?
Are you a man of the mouse? I went. It's like watching your favourite pub burn down, but you still go back to it.
My point is, the last thing that should have been on your mind...
Not mine, horse. What about my partner? She wanted it. You know, women get very aroused and very, very, very horny when they're pregnant. Why? Because they can enjoy it as well without running the risk of getting pregnant. They're already pregnant. A lot of people have sex with their partners. It's unprotected because it's for the moment. You're not enjoying it twice then because you're running the risk. Oh, shit, am I going to get pregnant again? But when you're pregnant, you don't have that fear. And your partner will love you more for it because, I mean, they're the ones who ask it, so you're going to refuse or something.
I just don't I think it's a bit icky. Well, no more than a bit icky. I think it's a lot. No, what are you laughing at? It's okay for
icky. You're a 50-year-old bald man, and you're using the word icky.
And here's the thing. I guarantee you that if it came down to it, the only reason you did it was, as John just tested, that Jibble, I won't say what he called you, but he's called you a nasty name, and he said, give that Jay a fucking Blue Peter badge. How great is he? You only did it because you felt obliged that you had to do it.
No, I didn't. I did it because I was horny and I was fucking drunk and I wanted it.
So you obviously think it is perfectly normal to be having sex when she's pregnant, and it didn't bother you at all. You had nothing on your mind other than having sex.
No, I don't even know how it came up, but we were enjoying our company together. We did the kids for bed. I was probably, I work away, as you know, so when I get home, we don't have much time together. I mean, and you know, not yourself, because of my job. So, I wouldn't be doing it the day she's in labour in the bed. I mean, there is a cut-off point, obviously, when she doesn't want it. But, you know what I mean? I've heard some stories.
But you obviously...
Are going on in the hospital.
You obviously think it's okay as well to be doing it in the bed when the baby's next to you in the cot in the same room.
My baby doesn't be in the bed in the cot in the next room. And if it's the baby, how's that going? Well, what's that got to do with anything? Up to what age?
Can I just ask you, Jeremy?
No, I want to find out what age. What are we talking here?
Newborn.
Well, no, not any, but to the point that the baby can wake up in the middle. Imagine the baby waking up in the middle of the night and seeing the parents. I don't think that's right as well.
Well, that's icky as well.
So your kids have never walked in on you. Your kids have never... My 7-year-old walked in on us one night. Walked into the bed and sleepwalking, thank God.
And so,
when you have kids, you just stop having sex because there's kids in the house?
Well, no, you shouldn't have that. You shouldn't be doing it when they're in the room, to be honest with you.
Well, I wouldn't be doing it when they're in the room. They have their own bedrooms. We live in a big house, Jeremy, like yourself there, pal.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when there's a newborn baby in the room in a cot beside you, in a co-sleeper beside the bed, I don't know how anybody could get aroused knowing that there's a baby in the room as well. I think that's
icky as well, isn't it?
It's a bit left to center.
That's icky as well.
I'll
tell you one thing, Jeremy. When your kids get to teenagers, you are going to be gagging for it, because if the teenagers in the house, you don't get a chance to have sex. When they're newborn, up to the fourth year or whatever, they don't know what God does.
That's exactly what I was about to say. They haven't a clue what's going on. Not a notion. Anyway, that's another conversation. All right, stay there for a second, Jason. 085-825-2626 is our number. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. This is Claire.
Well, lads, I was just listening there to your show on about sex during pregnancy. And first of all, there are huge periods of time when you're pregnant where you don't want it, like hormone fluctuations and stuff. I have had 3 kids, 3 pregnancies, and there were points where he'd come near me and be like, huh, do you want it? And I swear to God, I was like, you may wrap your hand around that yourself and sort yourself out, because if you come near me, I'm going to cut it off. But when I tell you, there was points where I could not keep my hands off that man. We had sex on every surface in the house, and he was well up for it. It's normal to have sex during pregnancy, and it's normal to want sex during pregnancy, but it's also normal for there to be a little bit of hesitation and, you know, is this going to hurt and stuff. But for that fella there and for your one, I'd advise just talking to the doctor about it. The doctor would be able to tell them what they can and can't do, what's safe, what's not. And to be honest, like, it's recommended, especially during the end, especially when you're bigger. Like, it gets everyone going. It prepares you for labour. Like, it's fucking, and it's all... it's the best during pregnancy ever, and it's so much more sensitive. There's so much more blood flow to the area. Like, honestly, give it a go. Like, you won't fucking regret it.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and front runners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, just that message we played a moment ago from Claire. Poor Jeremy nearly vomited his dinner up. You all right there?
Yeah.
She said it was brilliant. They did in every room in the house, yeah, and she couldn't keep her hands off.
She's talking about getting right up in there and all that. Yeah. And you can get, oh. It's not funny.
It is. It is. Your reaction is very funny. Your reaction is actually so childish.
Why is it childish?
It just is. Your reaction to Claire. When we were playing that message, you sat there making faces.
Yeah, because I just find it, fair enough, yeah, I get that women are horny during pregnancy. I get that their hormones are all over the place, but sort yourself out.
We've another Claire.
So, by the way, I presume she's talking about Jason is on the line. Did you see the message just came in? Jason, stay there for a second. I'm going to read out this message to you.
Go on.
It's not nice. No. You need to shut down this vile conversation immediately, says Francis. Not the same Francis that was on. Those men you have on the show are perverted. There's something wrong with that man, Jonathan, who's on the show. I presume she means you, Jason. Thinking of sex when there's a baby nearby. Sicko.
There you are, Jason.
Now, is my partner the sicko? Am I the sicko or is my partner the sicko? Because what happens when she jumps on me?
Well, you're all sickos, according to Francis.
We're all sickos.
All sickos, yeah.
Who said, I'll get Maureen to think, will you ask, what's your man and woman that come on with the
James and Maureen.
Yeah. Yeah, will you ask them to say a prayer for me then, will you?
Well, no, I'm not religious or anything. I'm not coming from a religion. I just think it is sick.
Jeremy, you come along like you're this most liberal, free, loving everything. Will you stop, get off that fence again? I've told you, take the Hubble telescope and a fucking team of carpenters to get the splinters out of your ass.
Let me go to another Claire on line one. Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Adrian. Happy birthday.
Ah, you're very kind. Thanks very much indeed. What did you want to say on this?
I, again, don't see any problem with it. I do think that women go through phases when they're pregnant. When they first get pregnant, they're so tired all the time. But when I was pregnant, towards the end of my pregnancy, I was never so sexual in my life. But then again, certain things would just completely turn me off.
Like what?
He was smoking at the time. The smell of cigarettes anywhere near me or anything like that. As in, when he touched me, I'd be so tired after coming in from work and stuff like that I wouldn't want him anywhere near me.
Okay, the smoking thing, I guess. But there were other times that you, like that message we played a moment ago, there were other times you couldn't keep your hands off him.
100%. And your emotions are all over the place. Everything's so heightened. Him walking by me and touching my bum and you'd nearly want to be pulling his trousers down.
And how was he with having sex when you were pregnant?
Again, totally understood at the beginning because I was so tired. Towards the end, he felt uncomfortable with it. And again, obviously, rightly so, as in, you're so heavy and you're like, breasts are building up milk and you're just not yourself. Like, as in, it kind of was off-putting to him. But then again, in the hospital, I was breech and they recommended having sex.
In order to bring on labour.
Yeah, exactly. But like that, as in, I was a kind of a smaller bump and she was breech and she wasn't going to move. So I ended up having a C-section. But you have to remember, women then that are saying that they don't want their partners to come anywhere near them, you're pregnant for 40 weeks. That's 10 months. And then after you have a baby, you're told that you can't have sex for another 6 weeks. You know, there's so many people break up when their partners are pregnant and just after having a child, it's not going to let their partner come anywhere near them.
But men are not comfortable with doing it.
No, I don't.
It's each to their own.
Jeremy, you reckoned all men are not comfortable having sex when their partner is pregnant.
And I think the ones that are just doing it because they don't want to upset their partner, which is fair enough, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
You don't know that, Jeremy. Other people have fetishes and are mad about pregnant women, are mad about people when they're pregnant.
I don't even like the word fetish and pregnancy being used together. I think that's sick. I think it's sick.
There are lots of people that really find pregnant women very attractive. Now, I'm not one of them, but you heard the message that you read out earlier on. There are a lot of men that find pregnant women very attractive.
Well, that to me is a slightly perverted fetish, to be honest with you.
And you were saying about not having sex when the baby's in the room. Like, our baby was in our bedroom up until she was, 8, 9 months?
Mm. Well, again, Jeremy, explain to us what the problem is here. You're talking about a child that knows no different. Even if the child wakes up and is staring at you, the child won't have a clue what's going on.
I don't want the child staring.
You're hardly going to be swinging from the bleeding chandeliers and waking the baby up and knocking into the cot. You know what I mean? You're conscious that the baby's there.
I think up until the point where the baby can actually sit up. If the baby is swaddled in a blanket, like 3 months old or whatever, okay, that's fine. I don't understand how anybody could get horny listening to the sound in the room of a baby goo goo gag gagging, goo 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 gag gag gag, and you find that a turn on. No,
that's, no, you. I wouldn't be. I personally wouldn't be able to know if the baby.
No, thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no. Obviously, if the baby's sitting, how are you, Dad? What are you out there? That'd be a bit of a turn off, all right. But a child that is fast asleep, I just don't get that either.
I have a lot of friends. Who literally would not do it in the room when the baby was there. They'd go into the utility room or something like that.
And leave the baby there on its own? That's even worse.
No, when the baby's asleep, sit the wife up on the washing machine and give her a going in the utility room. And then just...
You get weirder by the day. You really do. Claire, stay there for a second because, John, you find this icky as well, do you?
How you doing, Adrian? Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thanks very much, John.
Look, here's the thing. You know, I'm definitely in Jeremy's corner on this one. You know, I'd leave her out for a few weeks and, you know, let things settle down, as I would say, Adrian. I've done that on any time my partner was pregnant. And, it's just a bit, you know, it's not good. I don't want to sound too harsh because there's a lot of women listening, but it's in bits down there, to be honest, and give it a bit of time to come back to itself, you know.
When are you talking about? After the birth?
Well, before and after, you know, that's what I'm talking about, you know.
You didn't enjoy having sex when she was pregnant, or did you just not have sex when she was pregnant?
We did, but when she started getting heavy, then that was a bit, you know, of a torn off, to be honest, and that was, you know, that was it, you know, we left then. When she got about 8 and 9 months.
A turn off for you or a turn off for her?
Because a turn off for me.
A turn off for you. Okay, so you didn't like the idea of having sex with her when she was pregnant. Explain to me why it was a turn off. Because you've already heard other callers saying it's the most wonderful time in a woman's life when she's pregnant.
No, he did. I heard Jay there. I heard everybody there. That it just wasn't up. It wasn't my cup of tea, Adrian, and it never was, you know. And like you say, sure, you know, especially after birth as well, like, Jesus, you know, I can't understand people, like, you know, but we had this chat before with a few friends of mine, we were in the same predicament here, you know, we didn't jump straight back in and, you know, let's go, you know, Jesus, no, you know, we waited for a good couple of weeks after and, you know, look, women feel how they feel, you can't stop them from feeling that, they're going to be up and down and everywhere around, I don't think they're pissed off at us. I think it's a bit more respect than anything else, you know. That's the way I see it. Like, you know, explain to the woman.
It's about respect.
Yeah, when I said it to her, I said, look, I said, give yourself a bit of a break there and, you know, we get back out of there and let that sort itself out. And, you know, because she got stitches and all there when, you know, she had one of her children and, you know,
that's after the birth and that's fine. In fact, you're advised not to have sex after birth for about 6 weeks. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about during the pregnancy. It got to the stage that out of respect, you didn't have sex.
Yeah, well, she was a big girl. You know, I don't want to sound too bad on this, but she got very big and, you know, and that got really big so, down there as well, and it just got messy, Adrian. So and what, I mean, so I just don't know this. You haven't been here. Hang on.
You just didn't find her attractive anymore, did you not?
No. Well, if you want to really put it that way, no. No, I didn't.
Right. No, they're getting somewhere. So, Claire, what do you make of that? He ultimately didn't find her attractive when she was pregnant.
Well, I feel terrible for his partner, you know, as in, I mean to be funny, as in, it's a natural, obviously, you're going to put on weight, you're carrying a baby, but again, it's different.
Oh, no, I get that. Oh, that's it.
I was breached, so I ended up having a C-section, so my lady parts were kept intact, thank you very much. But like that, I had stitches, so again, we couldn't for about 6 to 8 weeks after. And that was probably the hardest time because you're so aroused. But then again, you're lactating and stuff like that. As in, nobody wants to be having sex with somebody and
very messy.
Flying out
your yes. And I forgot about that, actually, because, you know, we couldn't even walk out the door, but, you know, we'd be back in and, yeah, geez, you know, very messy, guys. And I do back Jeremy up on this one.
For men, so I do get that as well. But again, other men are fascinated by it and would be fucking sucking the boobies off you. You know that kind of way? It's just different strokes for different folks.
I think it's a bit pervy for them, you know. I don't know. That's it now. Look, that's their gig. It's not mine.
Hang on. Do you find it a bit pervy? What are you on about? It's the most natural thing in the world.
No. You hear about your man today. You know, he's staring about pregnant women.
Yeah, I find that so strange. So strange that.
It is very weird. Yeah, of course it's very weird.
That's not a natural fetish to have.
So it is pervy. It's pervy to be attracted to your pregnant partner. That's pervy.
No, I didn't mean him as. I mean, attractive. You know what? But that guy he sent in, that he's actually.
Oh, to be attracted to pregnant women.
Yeah.
Okay, Claire, what do you think of that? And there are some men that really are turned on by the sight of a pregnant woman. What do you think of that?
Again, yeah, I noticed it myself a couple of times. One of my best friends, her partner, literally, as soon as they had the baby, wanted her to get pregnant again because their sex life was the best it's ever been, and he was so attracted to her when he was pregnant.
Well, my wife
felt like an elephant and didn't want anyone near me.
Yeah, my wife was like that. She literally, after the three babies, get that thing. If that snake even leaves the cage, I'm going to chop it off. Is pretty much what she said. I don't know how any woman could want a penis nearer after giving birth.
Well, you have to remember, you're breastfeeding and you're knackered all the time as well. As in, it's for me after, as in, obviously, as I said, I had stitches because I had a C-section. I didn't want anyone near me. I think we went away when the baby was like 4 or 5 months old, and that was the first time that we actually had any sort of alone time and actually felt comfortable enough.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Here is a WhatsApp voice note from a lady who did it right up to labour. This is Orla.
Hi, guys. Can't talk to the Mo, but we had sex regularly on our two right up until they were born, and they're both very, very healthy. And sex is healthy for mind and body anyway.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Now, John, are you still there?
Yeah, I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, I've been asked to play this voice note for you. Have a listen to this, please.
I'd say the last vagina that man saw was his mum's on the way out. There's no way he saw one if he thinks that they get messed up during pregnancy. Like, what an absolute buffoon.
What did that even say?
Do you want me to play it again?
Out of all the years we've been doing the podcast, that is the best message ever.
Are you ready?
Mother to Jesus.
Here, I'm going to play it for you.
Yeah.
Here we go, here we go.
Slow this down.
I'd say the last vagina that man saw was his mum's on the way out. There's no way he saw one if he thinks that they get messed up during pregnancy. Like, what an absolute buffoon.
I tell you, I'd hate to see that one in the joint, to be honest with you. Holy shit. and that's been out straight.
Oh my God. I can't believe we're judging. I can't believe we're judging vaginas.
Oh my Jesus.
How is this podcast number one? I just don't know.
Stay there. Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Dara.
Are we getting on?
How's your vagina, Dara?
You can't ask people that.
It's stunning, actually.
Great. Fantastic. Dara, what did you want to say on this? Having sex during pregnancy gives men the ick, according to our Jeremy.
Not any men I've met, anyways. Particularly when I was pregnant. That was the biggest turn on for my partner at the time. Literally, he couldn't get enough during that period.
He couldn't get enough?
Couldn't get enough. Like, as in, he just said he found it so attractive, me being pregnant as well, so that's all he wanted. And for me as well, hormonally, that's all I wanted. It was like the best time of my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeremy's gone woozy again.
The blood
is drained from his face.
He's talking about his hyper-masculinity. He's so masculine, and now he's grossed out about pregnancy.
I'm not toxic. I think pregnancy is a beautiful thing. It's an absolute
beautiful. Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful... It's a beautiful...
Jesus, cop on and would you shove it into her next time she's pregnant? That's the best time of your life.
That's not even funny.
She'll have the best ride ever as well because the hormones are on fire.
It
feels way better than usual.
Okay, typical feminist thing to say. You're only concerned about your own pleasure and so on.
I didn't even say that.
You did say you're all about, I was pleasured, it was great, my vagina was happy.
He wouldn't even last 20 seconds. That's how much
he was into it.
He loved it. Yeah.
What did you? I don't even ask this, but what? So John.
And the doctor said,
John?
I just wanted to say there, and I'm going to go back to what Jeremy said there earlier on, and I really do believe in what he said there, Legend, is true. These guys sometimes don't have a choice, and they are told what to do. Poor Jay there was probably told, listen, get in there and eat that and do what you need to do with that. You know, they don't have a choice. You know, me and Jeremy have a choice, you know, and it's a choice that we made, as where other guys don't have a choice, and they're doing it for the niceness, as Jeremy said, and I really do believe that.
Oh my God, I didn't even initially think that I'd be into it when I first got pregnant. I was like, oh God, no. You know, I was like that, had the usual concerns. The doctor was like, there's no way that can go anywhere near the baby. And all, you know, it's impossible physically, even when you're about to give birth. So initially I was very worried about that. So it wasn't a thing that I initiated to begin with. But when we got in, like, you know, throughout pregnancy, as we were doing it, it was totally fine. But that was not just to please me. I felt bad because I didn't want to be.
Some men are up in the crack of dawn, Dara, you know, and that's the truth of it. You know, I know guys that are bleeding horn dogs. And, you know, if they had our choice, they'd be in the hospital with our women, having the babies, and they'd be fucking having sex 5 minutes later. But the fact of the matter is, what I'm saying is, a lot of guys feel obliged, if you get me. And they do feel obliged.
But, like, is it not weird then to not be with your partner, like, physically for over 9 months and then another couple of weeks after? Do you not think that's ridiculous? Like, that would break down any relationship.
It's not ridiculous, no. Because I've done it twice, and it's not ridiculous. It's
I would say that would increase the chances of cheating. And no wonder so many women then...
Not at all. It's a bit of respect and a bit of loyalty. And it's just a bit of giving them a bit of space.
I think it's disrespectful.
Not at all, Dara. You have to look at it...
Okay, can you understand then, Dara, can you understand the original message that we got from Mel? He won't go near her. She said, we had a row about it again the other night when he refused to have sex with me and said it's perverted for me to want sex when I'm that pregnant. Can you understand why she's upset about this?
I would end the relationship because that's not going to last. If he can't be
that's
with her
ridiculous.
Through pregnancy... Let me finish my point. And if he thinks that that's perverted or not all right, this is normal human behavior. Like, outrageous that he wouldn't touch her. He's going to make her feel so undesired, so gross. You already feel insecure when you're pregnant. And then imagine as she gets bigger.
Okay, okay. Well, then let me ask you another...
It's just a woman explaining to you what the effect that it has when...
Let me ask you another question. Supposing you are really horny when it's your period, yeah? Supposing that's your horniest time when you've got your period. Now, I know a lot of men... that find that a complete, I'm not saying me, but a lot of men would find that a complete turn off. What you're more or less saying is, oh, I'd force him to give me a ride during my period, or he's gone.
No, I didn't say
absolutely.
For
it. Absolutely. Knock him into next week if she doesn't get it.
That's literally
no.
Is.
No, but like this is for 9 months. Sorry, we're talking about 9 fucking months here. We're not talking about a week of bleeding. We're talking about 9 months where your vagina is the same. You're not going to dirty anyone. But, like, that's ridiculous.
No, in fact, if anything, during the 9 months, there are no periods at all.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I'm saying
then you can have the best. You don't have to worry about getting pregnant again. You can do whatever you want.
Dara alluded to the fact that, if he wouldn't ride me when I'm pregnant, he's gone. Oh, that's not going to happen.
I didn't allude. You can't be drawn. You can't be drawn inferences. I didn't say that.
No.
Because, like, as I said initially, I didn't think that'd be something that, you know, would be so prevalent during the time of my pregnancy. I thought that but might be something that might happen once a month.
Okay, but you seem very, very intolerant towards the needs and desires of a man.
Well, no,
it's not the needs, it's the attitude.
Yeah,
it's the attitude.
But she's basically arguing. Yeah, what she's arguing is there is no need to feel that way about having sex when she's pregnant.
You can't tell someone how they should feel about something or not. You can't force.
You're basically being like, I'm disgusted about your condition that I got you pregnant and now, yuck, I'm not.
That's exactly what it's saying.
How do you think a woman feels?
Yeah, you even heard John saying that towards the end of her pregnancy, he didn't even find her attractive anymore. Yeah. How horrible is that?
But my point to Dara was, if she was on the thing. If you were
so immature sometimes.
If you were menstruating, and you had a very heavy flow period, it seems to me that you will be upset if he said, no, that's not my cup of tea, I don't want to go near that.
No, she didn't say that.
Again, this is a completely different thing. We're talking about 9 months versus a week. I think anyone can go a week if they want, but if you're basically feeling completely unsupported emotionally and physically throughout your whole pregnancy, because intimacy is a huge part of a relationship. And if you're basically saying, I'm not going to touch you for 9 months just because you're pregnant and I fucking did that to you and now I'm grossed out, that is going to break down a relationship. It's completely different to a week of bleeding where there's actually stuff there that is, of course, you know, that turns a woman off as well. That's not pleasant.
So when you were pregnant, you loved nothing more than sex.
Yeah, it was probably the healthiest time of our relationship in terms of intimacy, definitely.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. I want to squeeze in. Sorry, go on.
Me. It's all me, me, me.
Oh, that's just because you're toxic masculinity and you're trying to turn around on the feminist thing. You can go suck a dick.
Oh, well said, Dara. Well said.
Thank you.
Did she say suck or fuck a dick?
It doesn't matter what she said, but both, yeah. Fair play to you, Dara.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Stay there for a second.
I love a woman that's able for me, though. She's well.
Sandra sent us this.
Oh, yeah, Sandra here. I hear you're asking people about their vaginas. Mine is grand, it's tight like myself.
Jesus, Sandra, I wasn't expecting that. Okay, this is going. Okay, let me go to who's on that line
there? David.
David, how are you, David? Good, Dave. What did you want to say on this?
Myself and the wife, we've had 3 kids now, and I found absolutely nothing hotter than my first pregnant, like having sex.
Jeez, the noise wherever you are, Dave, is very, very noisy.
It actually sounds like you're making the call from inside. It sounds like you're inside a vagina at the moment. Literally. Isn't that what it sounds like?
I don't know what inside a vagina would actually sound like, I'll be honest with you.
That's what it sounds like.
Anyway, so Dave, sorry, Dave, you're basically saying that there was no... you thoroughly enjoyed having sex with her when she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she was kind of mad for it as well, you know that way. But, like, I wouldn't have thought now before we had a... sorry, lads, hang on. I'll be on the headset. I'll just take off the headset there, see if you can hear me any better.
Is that any better?
Much better.
Okay. What I was saying there is before she got pregnant, like, on our first kid... I wouldn't have thought anything about it, like, you know, or, you know, she's having sex when she's pregnant and all. But once she was pregnant and she was, like, you know, pretty big, like it was such a turn on. It was a turn on for me anyway. Like
now, Jeremy just finds that freaky. That
he should have owned.
No, you said it was a bit pervy earlier on.
I know, but now we have a man on who's into it. It's awkward. I feel awkward here.
Is admitting that it turned him on when she was pregnant.
Okay, what do you want me to say, Adrian? Do you want me to call him a pervert? You're a pervert. There you go.
No, but you.
I just think each.
No, you weren't saying that. Earlier on, you said all men don't want to have sex when she's pregnant. All men. That's what you said.
99%.
So Dave just is the 1%.
Yeah, I couldn't get enough of her. And even when you're in the hospital, you know, for our checkups and stuff.
Here we go.
Closer to the time when she was she was approaching 9 months. We were at it all the time, and even the hospital said in around the date, try and incorporate a bit of pineapple into it there as well. So
sorry, you put a pineapple in your vagina? What are you doing with the pineapple?
You have to eat pineapple apparently, and it helps bring on labour and stuff. So just saying, lads, a little tip for you, go to bed with an old tin of pineapples, when you're about to give birth.
Well, I do like pina coladas. I do. Have you never? I have to be honest with you. Have you never learned how to masturbate, David?
He wants to have sex with her. But he wants to have sex with her.
I can't deal with this today.
You're definitely in a world of your own on this one, I have to say, Jeremy. Much to your surprise, Jeremy thought every man was going to agree with him here today, but no, absolutely not. Dave, thanks very much indeed for your call. Okay, we have to wrap up with this one. This is the woman who was on and John criticised her vagina.
Don't be worried about mine at all. It's in prime condition. I have been fat, I've been skinny, I've been in between, and it doesn't change down there. Like, it doesn't, unless the woman has had some kind of a prolapse. Like, if her weight has contributed to her changing down there, she's got other issues, and it's not the same for every woman. That would be the only thing. The only thing that would change if you got a bit pudgy would be the mons pubis, which is nothing to do with the vagina, by the way. Men have mons pubis as well. So when you put on a bit of weight, that bit might get chubby. That's your cushion for the pushing. It has nothing to do with the vajayjay. Sorry, biology lesson here. Bye-bye.
I've no idea what any of that meant.
You clearly don't. You're the most naive man. How did you ever have three children? That's a mystery.
I didn't have them. I made them.
Yeah, but how did you even get there?
What do you mean, how did I get there? Oh, believe
so
me.
So naive.
I know how to get there. Anyway. Dara, who a few minutes ago told me to, and I quote, the best quote of the year actually on this podcast, go suck and fuck a dick, Jeremy.
Yep.
And she's finished off by saying, and a clit while you're at it. Get him, no.
I love the callers on this podcast.
You won't hear this anywhere else.
Absolutely not. And there's a reason for that.
What's the reason?
It's so rude. Look at that woman who switched off earlier on. So rude.
Now, there's another message from our old friend Jim and Maureen.
Here we go.
Yeah. Actually, I won't read it out just yet. I'll post it on our Facebook page. Let's just say we're all going to hell.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, and I hope you did, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Also, share it onto your own social media. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.